Hello, friends. Today's episode is brought to you by From Within Records. This Friday, September 29th, Path to Divinity from Visions of Morality will be out streaming along with pre-orders from Corruption Records and From Within Records. So please support that band, support Corruption Records, and most importantly, support From Within Records. If you have not had a chance to listen to the new Choice to Make record, Nature of Morality, I highly suggest you hit pause, go boot up your Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, Bandcamp, YouTube, and listen to the new record from Choice to Make, Wilkes-Barre's very own. I love it. It's constantly in rotation, and I am so happy to hear new music from Choice to Make. If you're not following From Within Records on social media, please boot up your Twitter, your Instagram, click that follow button to stay up to date on all the current news. And like I always say, please support From Within Records because they support us. And if you're looking for high quality merch for your band, for your business, please hit up my friends over at Good Fortune Printing out of Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. You can follow them on Instagram at Good Fortune Printing, or if you want to get in contact with them, please email them contact@goodfortuneprinting.com. Before we get into today's guest, we're so close to episode 400, working on something special. That's all I can say for now, but I appreciate the continuous support from everyone. If you haven't yet, please head over to the YouTube, click subscribe. We got new stuff there all the time, posting vlogs, all the K-pop content from these concerts that I go to. It's something that I love doing. So please, if you have not yet, please go support the YouTube. If you're on TikTok, please go follow me there. I post clips from the podcast. And if you follow me, I will send you endless amounts of funny TikToks that I come across. It's an amazing app and I love it. So please go support the YouTube, the TikTok. I greatly appreciate the support. But before we get into today's guest, I'm just so over the moon when I think about this conversation. It was a really fun one and I'd been wanting to do it for a really long time. But just walking away from the conversation, it was such a fun conversation. I am so happy with how it went. And even after the podcast, just chopping it up for, I think we did honestly a whole nother podcast off air. It was amazing. So today's guest, we had to track down our good friend Sid, sings for a band called Collateral out of South Florida. And if you're not familiar with Collateral or Fortress Records, I highly suggest you go seek them out. They're doing amazing stuff, and I have so much hope for both the record label and the band Collateral. They're doing amazing things, so it was an honor for me to be able to have someone like sit on the podcast, someone who is very passionate about hardcore, just getting to hear his story and about his work ethic when it comes to the scene. It's just something that I truly respect and admire in someone who is younger. That's something that I wish I could have done when I was younger, because I was just so focused on just getting to shows and just trying to soak up everything that I could about hardcore. And for some reason, I just never thought being in a band and doing more was attainable, just coming from where I came from. I didn't think it was possible, but here I am so many odd years later finding my own way to support. So to be able to talk to someone like Sid, it's just so cool to see someone younger than me have so much passion and giving back in so many different ways. It's truly amazing. So I love meeting people, younger people like him, because he's the future, right? Like these younger kids who are putting in work, they're the future of this, and it makes me insanely happy to know that there's young kids like Sid doing bands like Collateral. Shout out my friends over in Discontent, right? Newer band, They're doing some amazing stuff, all younger kids. So it's amazing for me to be able to have these conversations with the future of hardcore. So like I said, if you're not familiar with Collateral, Sidearm, Fortress Records, please hit pause, do yourself a favor, go seek those things out. They're amazing. And then come back here and listen to Sid and I chop it up about a lot of stuff, a lot of FYA. So it was fun. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. So please strap in, enjoy this conversation. Without further ado, welcome Sid to the show. Recording. Welcome to the podcast, Sid. How's it going?
What's going on? Doing pretty good. It's a beautiful afternoon in South Florida. It's pretty good out here. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm happy to finally have you on the podcast because I'm such a fan of Collateral, fan of Sidearm. So I'm really happy that you're able to make time to do this today. So thank you.
Oh man, thank you for having me on here, man. Like, I've been listening to your podcast for a minute now, so it's like, to be on it, it's an honor, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It means a lot to me. But I am curious about you. You mentioned you're in South Florida. Can you talk about which part of South Florida you're actually in?
Well, so I'm in Hialeah right now, which is like a dead spot because not a lot of people really know about Hialeah as much.
Okay.
And like, if so, it's like a whatever spot type shit. But I used to live in North Miami. That was like originally like where I used to live. And then like, I so happily moved out here and been living here for about, let's say 16 to 17 years. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You know, it's funny is a couple of years ago when I was at FYA, our mutual friend Ethan, he was in charge of booking an Airbnb, and he booked it in Hialeah, and he was over the moon about the Airbnb. He's like, dude, it's so sick. And we're just like, all right, you know, you had one job, whatever. And I remember pulling up it wasn't like the best neighborhood. There was like the neighbors across the way. They were, they had this crazy saw going on at like 2 a.m. There was like this crazy party going on, chickens and stuff. And we're just like, where are we? This is insane.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy here. Cause like, here in this area is very like predominantly Hispanic. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people from Cuba and Dominican Republic, Colombian people, they all like kind of resonate here. So you get the traditional, roosters crowing and like people building and stuff like that, and unorthodox times. So it's pretty interesting out here. It's a melting pot to say the least, because certain areas are also like, there's predominantly like Haitians, for example, or Jamaicans, and so it's all like a mixed bag. But it's definitely like a Hispanic infused in Hialeah, in my mind, for sure.
For sure. Yeah, it was something that I'll never forget, because I remember I used to listen to this podcast, and the host, they're on tour and they're talking about the girls from Hialeah, and you're just talking about their experience out there, and I was like, oh, that's pretty crazy. And never did I ever think I would end up actually staying there. So when I went out there for FYA that year, and Ethan gave us the address, I mean, this is so crazy, because it was a fun and interesting experience.
Right. God damn, that's out the way though. It's like Hialeah for FYA. Was it like before or like after the FYA?
No, this was like during. Like, we were there from
shit. That was crazy. Damn. Fuck. It's pretty wild. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Holy Christ.
Yeah, an interesting part of the city. But so you been in Florida for your whole life?
Yeah, basically, I've been in Florida since I was like, a little infant. Yeah, my dad, he's Haitian, and my mom also, and they're, well, my dad, he was from Haiti, but he moved. He moved from Haiti to New York 'cause with his family, and then came down here to Florida, and that's how it kind of all like, fizzled out and stuff like that.
For sure. And I've been a fan of South Florida hardcore for a long time. Thinking back to like bands like Blistered, and even bands like Remembering Never,
Oh yeah.
and you got to remember, shout out Plead Your Case Records,
Oh yeah.
which put me on to a lot of stuff. Shout out Lennon. But I'm been such a fan. I always feel like there's always like cool stuff going on out in Florida, and obviously you can see right here there's the FYA 7 banner. And
Hell yeah. So sick. So sick.
that was my
So
first
sick.
year, so it's a big reason why I go to Florida is because of FYA. But I'm curious, for someone like you who's a local, what's it like to be a part of that scene and to have such a cool fest come through every year?
Dude, it's crazy, man. Like, honestly, like, I mean, the metal scene including, we always had like a foundation, 'cause like for me, like I personally, like I fuck with like Obituary and shit like that and whatnot. So it's like bands have been coming out here and putting on for a while. Even like Warped Tour, for example, like even Warped Tour down here was like insane. So for us to have like the fest vibes of just like heavy music and like hardcore and stuff down here, including FYA. And it's been pretty sick. And I've been going to local shows for a while now. I just been kind of like under, like, I haven't really been like all like out there. I usually go to shows and I just appreciate the bands that I like to see and stuff like that. I'm always like kind of like in the side, like just watching everything. I'm like, you know what I mean? But it came to a point in time within, I'd say, I think probably after COVID. Yeah, when COVID kind of like chilled out and shit like that, I was like, yo, like, I kind of want to do some shit and like really like start some shit off in South Florida, put like a staple in South Florida. So I started to really try to network with people, go to shows and get more involved and support more. And, yeah, that's how it kind of came about, everything, interesting enough. So I'm kind of glad to be in the position where I'm at, where Toby, which he's like the man, he hit me up and he was like, yo, it was like one night, like one random night. I'm like driving home from work and shit. He was like, yo, man, we're forming a band. It's going to be called Collateral. You want in on vocals? I was like, fuck yeah, man. I'm like, of course. Like, what? He's like, it's fast though. It's fast hardcore. So you know what I mean? I was like, okay, fuck it. That's right up my alley, like, because I appreciate like IOU Records a lot. Those are like the homies too and shit like that. And that fast, like Unity hardcore stuff was like, it really kind of bring me into. So I was like, hell yeah, man. Definitely wanna do some shit. And then when Mikey, who started Fortress Record, like since he wanted like to back us up in it and kind of like form like the record label, I was like, dude, of course, bro. Like, like, I definitely want to do this. You know what I mean? I'm trying to put on for my city and shit. So it was tight to for him to hit me up to be a vocalist and shit.
And have you had any experience doing wiggles before Collateral?
No, so the thing was, I tried to start a band originally and then it kind of fall through, but originally I was also doing like sidearm as well, but we were trying to find like I guess like another drummer and all this stuff. It kind of like a little bit, but we picked up the pace. We got a drummer, which so happily that drummer was in Losing It a while back. So for those out there, like, like, that's a familiar name, that's a heavy ass name, and to pick him up was pretty interesting, because honestly we met literally at the skate park. We met at the skate park, we chopped it up, and I was like, yo man, like, dude, like, I kind of need a drummer type shit for this band that I'm trying to do too. And he was like, yeah, sure man, like, I'm super down, and that's how it came about with Sidearm also. So shout out to Kyle. So he's a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get to Sidearm.
Sure.
But so you're driving over from work, get that phone call, and were you already writing songs, or is that something you're like, okay, cool, like I'm in this position now, like we got to buckle down to get some things together?
Yeah, that's basically how it was. Like, since I got in the position and stuff like that, we basically had lyrics formed already, and then we kind of, it was kind of like a skeleton piece. Like, we just put things together. Whatever was like in, we kept it in. Whatever, we kind of made some changes around. I think in recording day, we kind of did like a little bit of touch-ups too. But it was already premeditated that the, like, the lyrics were down already. So we just all came together, you know, just chopping it up in the group chat, trying to like piece the perfect, like, you know, balance in between like the riffs and how the songs are going to go out, the lyrics are going to go out. So, and even the last day, like literally last recording, like, probably throughout, like, it didn't take a couple of takes, but even between the takes, we're like, yeah, we should take this out, we should put this in. So that's how it kind of worked out.
Mm-hmm. And the demo for Collateral came out back in February of this year, which seems like ages ago, but I remember when it dropped, and it was one of the situations where I wasn't really familiar with anyone in the band. I was just seeing the demo art all over my social media, right? When I'm switching between Instagram and Twitter, and I was like, this is crazy. Like this new band who I've never heard of. I was just like, all right, is this one? And I get in that mode where I'm like, is this just overhyped, or is this really that good? So I was like, in those situations, whatever. When I see things a little too much, I'm like, all right, like I'm not trying to get sucked in. So let me just wait a little bit, so yeah, I can try to listen to it with, like, you know, with no bias, right? Because I don't want to get sucked into the hype and just, you know, just maybe be fooled or whatever. Yeah. So I remember I waited a little bit to check it out, and I remember when I did, I was like, okay, this makes sense. I now understand why people, like, were posting everywhere, because this was like, you know, like, you got to think back in February, still early in the year. There was, like, you know, good music had already come out. Shout out to Wreckage. They started off the year right. But when Collateral came out, I was like, okay, shit, like, this is going to be a crazy year for hardcore, because, like, you know, we got new bands popping up like this that are, you know, making this kind of impact. I was, like, pretty excited.
Yeah, it was sick, yo. So funny enough, man, like, even prior to after I did the demo and shit like that, I was like, you know what, I'm satisfied for whatever the turnout would be.
Mm-hmm.
If it... doesn't matter if it was big or not big, the fact that, like, I actually, you know, because I always wanted to be in a hardcore band, I always wanted to, like, you know, like, push it out and try to do something different and new and stuff like that, because, like, that shit really means a lot to me. So it's like, when fucking finally had the chance to do it, and when the demo dropped in February, literally the next day, yo, everybody's just blowing up my phone, boop, 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 boop. I was like, oh shit. I was like, God. Like, I was like, yo, I was at work. I was at work, and I was like, yo, like, my phone nonstop, bang, bam, 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 bam. So everybody's just hitting my line and shit. Yo, man, like, just reposting. And then on Crate, it even got, I think Devil or like, or the Week on Crate or something like that. It was like trending on Crate, and I was like, no way, no way. Then, Scott Vogel pushing it. A lot of heads were pushing it from just different, you know, avenues. And I was like, wow, dude. I was like, this shit is insane. Like, that doesn't really happen, to be honest. Like, pulling a demo out and then the next day just hits. I was like, wow, surprised. But I'm glad everybody fucked with it, man. For real, for real.
Yeah, no, for sure.
There's no, you
know. Yeah, I'm just as happy that you guys were able to, you know, get it together and put something, you know, so good out. Because I, like I said earlier, like, I'm a fan of the South Florida hardcore scene, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, may not, you know what's really going on out there, because, you know, obviously, like, FYA does a really good job to shine that light on your area, but I've been fortunate enough to been able to go to a normal show, like outside of the FYA time, to kind of experience what the scene's really like. So to be able to see that You know, there's new bands popping up, and even with Fortress Records, I feel like everything that they've put out this year has been great. And you're just like, wow, like, who's the brains behind this? Like, how are they, you know, constantly putting out hitters? And in my opinion, so far, like, everything that they put out has been bangers, like, no misses. And it's just really cool to be able to see just new stuff like that pop up.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, like, It's a good cleanse on the palate type shit. Cause honestly, like, for me personally, I was like, damn, man. Like I said, I really wanted like just some new vibes. And honestly, like, even the bands prior to even when I started the, even when I got into Collateral and shit, like, shout out like Domain and Accelerate and all those folks too. Like, those guys were like kind of the new bloods that were kind of like putting on for the local scene and shit like that. And then like, I can even go back to even like the OGs, like Day by Day and like 3 Knee Deep and all those folks and shit. So it's like to kind of transpire into the new age of hardcore and still be a part of just like the main, like, you know, pipeline of like South Florida hardcore, man. It really means a lot. Like, it's like a blessing, dude. Like, for real. Like, I don't take this shit for granted at all. Like, I appreciate everybody that, you know, that fuck with our band and shit like that, for real.
And is it a trip? Because you mentioned earlier that you would just kind of, you know, show up, you know, do your own thing and enjoy the bands that you wanted to see, not really, you know, be out there too much. But now that you're in this popular band, a lot of people have eyes on you. You guys are, you know, catching a lot of scene, playing cool shows. Was there like a transition period that you had to get used to, or, you know, like, what's the vibe now versus back then?
Oh, well, back then, typical 9 to 5, worked 9 to 5, like, still do now, but just like, yeah, just going to shows. And I was just like, all right, well, you know, I'm going to shows and supporting the homies. And that was kind of like a breakaway from, like, I guess, real life, because you know how real life is. It's just, you know, everything's just complex and shit like this. So going to hardcore shows is basically kind of like a getaway for me to like really just relax and just enjoy and just mosh and listen to like dope ass music and shit like that. And you know, since being in the band and doing shows now, like, the shift that changed was like not like having to travel. That's one, which was like a big thing. I was like, oh shit, like, I'm actually traveling to play shows. I'm not traveling like to just, you know, do whatever. Like, I'm actually traveling to play shows and shit like that, and have people from like other places like know the lyrics and like mosh on and shit like that. Yo, like, that was crazy. Like, the first show was the Atlanta show, like, that we actually traveled, and it was the House of Sorter pre-show. Mm-hmm. And I would never forget when I got there, I was sitting at a coffee shop with basically some of the people that are gonna play the pre-show with us, and then Yoon from Disorder, he sits next to me. He's like, yo, man, you're headlining the show. I was like, what? I was like, what do you mean I'm headlining the show? Like, well, we only played like one show before that. I'm trying to figure out. He's like, yeah, like, you know, Scott Vogel's in town. He's playing a show, but he's actually going to special guest the pre-show, and he wants to see you guys play. So we, instead of you guys being opener, you guys are going to be headlining. And I was like, what is going on? So I just take it all in. I'm just like, damn, I'm like, people really like look at our shit. I'm just insane, you know? And like, dude, it's an honor, bro. Like, you know, having, you know, playing like that show and even doing the 3-day weekender in New York was pretty sick too. So, you know, shout out to everybody that's been putting on shows and getting us out here.
Yeah, I remember when that fest was going on in Atlanta, because my buddy Jeff, he filmed it, and I remember asking him, I'm like, yo, like, what was the Collateral set like? And he was stoked on it, and, you know, he had a lot of good things to say, because that was like the one thing that I was most interested in, because obviously at that point you guys hadn't really gone out, and I was just so curious how you know, people were going to react. Cause it's one thing to see the hype on social media, but for you guys to hit the stage and for it to actually translate to real life and people actually showing out, singing along, moshing and going off, I feel like that's a really cool testament to be like, yeah, like, this band, it's not just hype, it's actually like the real deal.
Yeah, it was dope as fuck. Like, honestly, just playing that show and having everybody turn up and shit. Yo, I was nervous as hell, dude. Cause it was like, yo, it was like my first show, like, out of like state. I never, like, yo, I was jittery from when I got onto the plane. When I touched down, I was like jittery. I was like, yo, I hope I don't fold. Like, you know, it was nuts. But as soon as I got on stage and like I met a couple homies and shit like that, and it was chill, man. It was a good ass night. And just having Scott Vogel come to me after the show, he's like, yo, man, like six set. I was like, damn, man, I appreciate you, bro. Like, for real, like pulling up and shit. It was sick, man. Shout out Yoon for having us out there, for real, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out Yoon. I'm a huge fan of FaZe.
Oh yes. Hell yes.
Yeah. I bought, they did a tour like a long time ago, and I remember I bought like some tour leftovers from him. Yeah, so shout out FaZe. But I'm so happy that you're able to meet Scott Vogel, right? Because for someone in his position, right, someone who's a legend in hardcore, sings for Terror, right, a legendary hardcore band, and also, you know, he does a bunch of other stuff in hardcore. But for someone like him, in his position, I'm always just so genuinely happy when I find out that he, you know, knows what's going on with like modern day stuff, right? He's keeping up with his local scene, and for him to even know about you guys, right, this like, you know, newer band from South Florida, I think it's really cool that someone in his position, he actually is still in tune with hardcore. Like, he's like legit, right? So someone with that kind of status, for him to be like, yo, like, I want to see this band, and for him to still be able to show out and support a new band and not be too cool, I feel like that's just such an amazing thing. And I always look at him and like totally respect him, because in his position, he doesn't have to do a lot of those things, you know?
Yeah, he's definitely hip to shit, man, like dead ass. Because I was like, we literally dropped the demo February, and he acknowledged it instantly. It didn't take him more than a couple of posts got reposted and stuff like that. And, you know, it got flied around on Instagram and stuff. But then I see him repost it. Then he follows. I guess he figured out that I was a vocalist and stuff like that, because I don't even know how. But, and then he was just like, yeah. And like, then the comedy was like, fuck yes. And I was like, yo, that night I was tweaking. I was like, what? This man commenting under like my post after posting Calero. Like, he's just like, fuck yes. Like, he actually like enjoys it. I was like, what? This doesn't make no sense. It's crazy. It's insane.
And so, yeah, we're like a little more than halfway through the year. And, you know, like we mentioned earlier, demo drops in February. Like, what's the game plan for Collateral going forward towards the back half of 2023? Since you guys have seen early success, you guys have traveled out, done some shows, what's next?
We're gonna keep it pushing. We're gonna drop some new stuff real soon, music wise. Definitely trying to work on like a 7-inch for sure. Something along the lines of that, like a EP style type of vibe. Add some couple more songs that we're kind of currently working on right now. So definitely people are going to be excited for what's to come, for sure, on that. You know, we're trying to get merch, you know, situated too and whatnot in the future also, but that's going to come along with like the new music and stuff like that too. But we're mainly focusing on trying to put more shit out. So it's not over. We still riding the lightning, still riding it. So it ain't over.
That's awesome to hear. And since you guys have traveled out a couple times, and you know, like I said, it's been like the back half of the year, like, how much merch have you guys produced?
So we did one drop for our first show. We did, but that shit instantly sold out so fast, it was fucked. So we did a thing where we made a shirt for the Atlanta show, which was like, for those who couldn't get, because we sold out on tapes and shirt. Mm-hmm. So we made a shirt specifically with the image of the tape for those who could not get the tape, so they could say, hey, like, look, I mean, I got the shirt with tape on it, even though I don't got the tape. Mm-hmm. As it was like some funny ass shit that Mikey from Fortress put together and whatnot. But it was like a little joke. And then surprising that sold too. A shout out to those people who have those shirts also. And for the New York trip, the New York Weekender that we did, we had another person that we commissioned to do the art with the guy with the hoodie man coming out of the demon and shit. And that was pretty badass. We're probably going to run that up, you know, so more people can get their hands on it. So, yeah, that's what we're looking for. Maybe a crew neck, maybe a hoodie soon, coming soon, you know.
Yeah, hey, we're getting there, right? We're more than halfway through summer, so hoodie weather. Yeah. Is coming really soon. And is it important for you to try to collect the stuff that you guys put out, or you just you know, don't even care about that kind of stuff?
Maybe for me, I personally like to collect it, because it's like, since it's like a like one of my first bands that I'm even a part of, like, it's like an experience for me to, like, kind of, it's like a memoir, you know, having like the shirt, the tape, you know, just having all that, just looking back, I'm like, damn. I know when I'm like probably like 40 or 50, I'm gonna look back at it and I'm like, damn. Like, fuck. I remember when I first dropped my demo and I was like, ah, shit. You know what I mean? Like, shit just popped off. So it's good for like memorabilia and stuff like that. So definitely taking it in and holding it down. But I also kind of along the same line of just like, you know, I enjoy having people. Like, if it sells out and if I don't get none, it's fine. Like, you know, just seeing people like rock the merch and whatnot is like pretty sick.
100%. And I'm just curious about the demo. Did you have a favorite song off the demo that you guys put out?
So definitely Deadline. Deadline is like one of my favorite songs. Like, I love playing that shit. And people love it. Like, people love that song too. Because it's relatable, you know? It's like, fuck a 9-to-5, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that shit's ass. Like, it's horrible. Like, you know, we gotta do it, you know, we gotta make ends meet and shit like that. But, you know, it's kind of hard when you have somebody pounding down on you, telling you what to do all the time. So it's a good, like, song to, you know, tell people that, you know, if you can't do it, if you can't take the, you know, what's going on in your job or whatever, just, you know, just do what you love to do. Just keep doing what you love to do. Like, find something that you love to do and try to stick to it. You know, don't stay too comfortable, you know, working a 9-to-5, you know, because that's how shit be sometimes. I mean, I get it. People get comfortable, but it's like, it's good to kind of get out of your comfort, do something that you love to do.
100%. Yeah. You know, people ask me because I've been at like my corporate job for a minute, and it's not like what I love to do, but I also don't hate it. Right.
Right.
I always just, you know, like that, it enables me to do everything else that I love to do.
Right. So it's like, yeah, you know, just the main line of it was like, yeah, just do what you do, like, do what you love to do. Try to make something happen on it, because it's like, you know, time goes so fucking fast, man. It's crazy. Like, you know, one day you're sitting outside with your homies on top of like those electric generators, like, talking shit. And then a few years go by, and then you're like, shit, I'm working under this dude, this guy. You know, I'm not even doing that type of shit anymore. So it's like, you know, doing something that you love to do. Like, for example, like, you got your podcast and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that is what keeps it going, you know? So same thing with hardcore. Like, it keeps it going and shit like that. Being in bands, or like just going to shows, or, you know, doing graphics for bands or whatever, you know, whatever you like to do, it keeps it going.
Yeah, I always love meeting people at shows that do more stuff behind the scenes, right? When you find out someone like is, you know, got a zine going on, or someone's, you know, working at their photography, or, you know, like you said, people are, you know, it's like, oh, yo, that's the artist for so-and-so. So I feel like that's fun for me to be able to go and know that there's like, a, you know, to me, it feels like there's more people these days that are going out of the way to give back and to, you know, do more to help keep the scene going.
Yeah. Shit, we got to keep it going for real, man. And honestly, we're at a point now where it's like, yo, like, it's so, like, not to say trendy, but like, it's definitely at a point right now that we're doing really good regarding like pushing music and having all eyes on us type shit. Like, the support from like different aspects and shit like that is crazy, man. I remember back then it wasn't, it was still heavily like supported, but it wasn't as it is now. Like, god damn it. Like, who would we expect to see? Last year I was at FYA just vibing and shit. Next thing you know, I go on my phone. Barstool posts the fucking clip of the fucking girl with the pink getting socked. And, like, and it's like, dude, we're getting to a point now. It's like, it's, we're getting our shit on Barstool. Like, what? Like, shit's crazy now. It's getting to a point where, you know, it's getting, not, I'm not saying commercialized, but it's big enough for us to, like, like the amount of support that we have from each other. It's big, man. And it's only going to get bigger. So,
yeah, it's pretty dope. It is like it's not that strange that hardcore is breaking into like mainstream media, because for as long as I've been around, like, it's happened from time to time. But I think right now there's just more bigger bands that are breaking outside into like mainstream media. So I think that's where things are getting a little crazy, because, you know, I'm a huge fan of the Joe Rogan podcast, and you know, Post Malone was on there the other day, and some, I can't remember how, but they get on to the topic of like mosh pits and stuff, and then he starts telling the story about the Drain show that he went to in Utah, because I guess he currently lives in Utah. And I was just like, wow, this is just another one of those moments, because, like, you know, hardcore's been on Joe Rogan before, right? John Joseph from Cro-Mags has been on there. My buddy Khalil Roundtree from Las Vegas has been on there. He's a hardcore dude. But to once again be like, oh shit, like Post Malone, right? This like super famous artist is on Joe Rogan talking about Drain, MS Paint. I'm like, this is crazy.
It's fucking nuts. It's fucking, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's all eyes on us. And to be honest, like, I'm gonna be real as it is, like the genre of hardcore, it is as cool and as hard as it gets. Like, here, it's a mix of damn near everything. Like, it's a mix of damn near every, like, culture wise, like, it doesn't matter if you're just like on some hip hop shit, or if you're on some rocker shit, if you're on some skinhead shit, if you're not on some skin, it like doesn't matter. Like, it all just like, it's a melting pot genre, man. And like, you know, to me personally, there's not really nothing like that. And even like rap shit is like getting involved in this shit. Like Rolling Loud here in Miami, dude, we had fucking Turnstile like to perform at Rolling Loud, which is like predominantly a hip hop rapper. It's insane. Mm-hmm. So it's already coming to that point where hardcore is like tapping into like big mainstream festivals like Coachella and shit like that. So yeah, man, it's wild, man. It's wild out here.
Yeah, the crossovers like with like hardcore and rap, it has always been there, but I feel like it hasn't been as prevalent. Right. But that's cool. I didn't know Turnstile performed at Rolling Loud.
Yeah, that shit was fucked up. It was insane. I was like, what? I looked at my phone and I saw him on the bill. I said, what? And then not only that, boy, so I saw the video because I was like, man, these kids ain't gonna know shit about these guys. What the fuck? Like, these are a bunch of rap dudes. Yo, I kid you not. Like, I watched the video, people were literally pitting. They're literally moshing and pitting. I was like, whoa. I was like, this shit is insane. Like, it's getting to that point where hardcore is universal. God damn it. Like, it's fucked.
It's insane. Yeah, like, I was tripping out because I went to Coachella this year, because I'm a huge fan of K-pop, and Blackpink was headlining. It was like a big deal, but it just so happens you know, Knock Loose, Scowl, they were on the bill. And when I was watching videos of Knock Loose, because I was only there on the Saturday, so I got to see Scowl in the morning and then Blackpink at night, but Knock Loose played the following day. And you know, in that same you know, tent, I saw, you know, Turnover and Turnstile like a couple years prior, and you could clearly tell who was like an actual, like, you know, Turnstile fan versus like, oh, this is just a person at Coachella that's just here, you know, maybe checking out new bands, or maybe they're here early, you know, waiting to see the artists that they're actually here to see. So you could clearly, you know, kind of pick out, you know, who's who. But when I was watching videos of the Knock Loose set, it literally seemed like Knock Loose like brought like their whole fan base, and like that whole tent was like, you know, crazy packed, and it was going off, right? Like crazy mosh pit. And it was just so wild to see that Knock Loose, right? Like one of the biggest bands in hardcore, for them to be able to, you know, be on such a mainstream fest like Coachella, but to have their dedicated fans show up and just, you know, go crazy like it was a normal show, that they weren't at some, you know, crazy, you know, music festival.
Dude, it's gnarly, man. It is insane. Like I said, it's gonna just only get bigger. Even like with this year, I was talking with my homies, that we did a show recently. We were talking about how FY, I feel like FY this year, and it's already hyped up because our, you know, the post, like the flyer, like the lineup, like prediction, like the, we're gonna post it on Monday. Everybody's going batshit crazy. Everybody's going nuts. Like everybody's trying to figure out like what's going on. They're already trying to buy tickets. Like I feel like it's just getting bigger and bigger. Like just, you know, as a whole, man. Like, dude, this is wild.
Yeah, and the fact that it's, you know, the 10th one, right? So 10 years of FYA. Yeah. I feel like it's definitely going to be a special one. Definitely one that I am not going to miss.
Oh no. For sure, no, definitely not. Especially last year. I was there last year. This was even before, like, I was doing, like, even was like, I was in Collateral, but we were still, you know, making, like, trying to figure out pieces to drop shit and whatnot. And, I was there with my homies and seeing Bulldoze live and seeing Life of Agony live. That shit was nuts. And then Cold World, I was like, yeah, this is gonna be like fun. I was like, immediately after the fest, I was like, I guarantee this shit's gonna be like on TikTok and everywhere else. It was like, man, it don't great greater than this, man. Goddamn. It was a movie show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm always so blown away at that that venue, right? Because it's just like this really interesting spot, but like it fits it, right? Like I feel like it suits the fest really well. Like when I'm there, it's just like, okay, like I love being in this building.
Yeah, that spot is really good, man. Like, I don't know if they made this extended the stage more.
Yeah.
Because I remember previously to that, it was just the stage before that. It was just like that, and that was it. People were still trying to stage dive, but it was like so short. And like every time I watched the videos, I would like, especially if it's a front man, he would like have to like out the way because like some guys like literally running in his path. So I think when they extended the stage a little bit longer, I was like, oh shit, okay, all right, this is gonna be like, a lot of people were just like jumping over and doing like front flips and shit like that. It was a movie, like for real. I think I went, because honestly, this was like my first out to be real. Like last year was like my first episode. Like, I always watch videos of it and shit like that, and I always wanted to like go and shit like that. I never had a chance, but last year I was like, yo, I gotta go. Especially to see like all these like historical bands and shit like that. And I think I went at the right time because stage was extended. It was a good ass venue. Vibes were immaculate, man. Everything was on 10. Like, everything was on point. So it was awesome. I can't wait for this year. Like, for this coming up, FY. It's going to be sick.
100%. Yeah. It's, I used to travel to Florida for Disney World because I used to go like, you know, like annually. But I don't do that anymore. So now it's like my main reason to go to Florida now is for FYA, which I think is a great reason. Cause I love what, Bob does with the fest. I feel like for someone like him, who's so, you know, tuned in, and I feel like he does a really good job of just, showing like a really good representation of the current state of hardcore. Cause he's willing to, book bands, you know, that, you know, like aren't like super well established, right? I feel like he takes chances on newer bands, does a really good job, you know, with, bringing in international bands. So that's like one reason why I'm such a big fan of that fest. Cause when you look at a lot of fests, and I get it, it's hard to do a fest, right? Because first of all, you got to think, you know, timing. You're automatically competing with every other fest, right? So you got to try to find a sweet spot in the year, and then also You're going to want to try to curate the best set or the best lineup, but also once again, there's a million other fests going on. So it's like, how can you be unique? So I feel like there's a lot of fests that don't really take too many chances. So when I look at a fest like FYA, where I'm just like, I don't know how he does it every year, but he's just like I said, it seems like it's like the best representation of what's currently going on. And for it being like the first fest of the year, I feel like they set the tone for all the other fests. So it's just, to me, like, my biggest regret is, not going to FYA sooner.
You and me both, man. You and me both, man. Like, we're on the same boat on that, honestly. I would watch videos. Yo, I would literally watch videos and get, major FOMO, from just, the times that I could have gone and to see Doogie's band. Because Bob Wilson does not miss, man. He stays just upgrading every year. That's why I'm like, for this one, I'm super hyped. And everybody, even in the comments, just from that post that he posted and shit like that, it was just a little post saying oh, we're gonna announce the full lineup on Monday. Mm-hmm. It's coming Monday. It's everybody's just already making predictions, already this, already that, waiting for the pre-sale tickets and all this extra stuff. So it's to get that kind of ball rolling already just off of one post, not even crazy news, just regular look, we're gonna announce this on Monday, and just getting people just fired up, yo man, you goated, you're already, you know what I mean, just from last year, you didn't really got to do much, you feel me? And even then, I already know he's gonna try to topple that, so
yeah,
can't wait for that, man.
Yeah, because for celebrating 10 years, you have to go big. So for me, I'm so curious to see what the lineup's going to look like. Because when I look at the history over the years, just who's left who could they bring back? So it's just I'm so curious. And then obviously I see so many people that I followed that posted. I'm like, okay, so-and-so's in that band, they reposted it. Which I'm like, okay, I'm guessing that they're playing, because why would they be posting it when they're so far away? So I'm like, I feel like that's just a subtle hint. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing the lineup being released and just getting hyped on it, right? Because you got to think too, right? Because like I said earlier, I'm such a fan of that venue, so to be able to bring certain bands to that setting, it's like, all right, cool, this is so special, because you see them anywhere else, it's not going to be the same, it's not going to be as intimate, it's not going to feel like, because I'm not the biggest fan of fests, but when you're able to make a hardcore fest still feel like a show, I feel like that's really special.
Right. Yeah, definitely. That's, I guess I kind of take it as that too, because when I went to FYA Fest, it felt like I'm going to a big local show. Mm-hmm. But it's just way more intimate in the sense of because even from for example, the Life of Agony set, just the fact that everybody was going on stage and was singing along and shit like that, it's like, and that's Life of Agony, that's a huge ass band. It's no barricades, no nothing. It's just everybody's vibing, hopping on stage, singing along, grabbing the mic. My homie in one of the Bulldoze sets grabbed the mic and was singing and going ham and shit like that. And I was like, man, what other place can you really and it's going back to it again, it's a big ass fest. So it's for that to happen at a big ass fest and it still make it feel like a local show type of vibe. Mm-hmm. Dude, props to them.
Yeah, like I said, I feel like they've kind of, they've gone, they kind of found the recipe, right? So that they went to a bigger space and might be like, oh, I think this might be a little too big and, messes up the vibe. And then they don't want to go too small because then it'll be too crowded. But that room is just the perfect size. Yeah, so like I said, I'm such a fan of that venue and I'm dying. Oh, yeah. And I can't wait to go back.
Hell yeah, it's gonna be a movie for sure, it's gonna be a movie for sure.
Okay, and like I said, fan of Collateral, stoked on what you guys have done so far, looking forward to hearing what comes out next. But I want to ask you about sidearm, because I see you, pushing it, and you guys play some shows recently.
Yeah, we just did our second show with Firestarter. They're on tour right now, so we did literally the show's like, yeah, it was Wednesday. So, the turnout was pretty sick. The first show was really sick too. We didn't expect it for even people to even like go that ham, but opening up for Out of Pocket and shit like that was pretty nuts, to say the least. Like, it was insane, man. It was a movie, man. And I'm glad like demo is also getting a heavy push too, because it's a new group of people. It's not like the same people that we like, the same similar faces or like the typical faces of Southport hardcore. These are like generally like new people that we just came about, and we wanted to do something more heavier on the lines of like probably like the 90s hardcore type of style, like almost to like New York hardcore kind of beat down, like, you know, almost like No Retreat or something, like, you know, just No Retreat or like Denied or, you know, shit like that, like those type of beat down stuff, and just a little bit heavier with a little bit of groove and whatnot. And to curate that and just have these guys on board and shit like that was lit. It was sick as fuck. And the demo came out good. It came out really good. I'm glad people fuck with it too. So it's just two demos in 1 year, like on two, you know, it's insane. Working with, you know, both and Sidearm is a blessing too. Have these guys on board.
And you mentioned that, not your typical faces for the people in Sidearm. How did you meet the members of the band? Because I know you touched on the drummer earlier, but can you talk about the rest?
Okay, so the guitarist, funny enough, so the drummer of our band, sorry to go back to him again, he throws shows. He throws local shows and at his house. So I met him through the drummer at one of the house shows. And I was just chatting shit. One day, you want to start some shit? Let's start some hardcore shit. Just talking to him. He's like, yeah, I pick up a guitar. We can run some shit. Then, like, we started hitting each other up. We're like, yo, like, you know, we're going to link up. Started linking up, started forming some riffs. And we're like, damn, all right, now we need a bassist. Then I introduced him to Kyle and then the drummer for our band. And I was like, yo, like, you feel me? This is the guy right here. This is the man right here. He's a shredder. We put it together, and then we finally got a bassist. Like, literally, probably I'll say 3 to 4 weeks before we even did the demo, like even recorded it. We got a dude who, funny enough, he plays in a shoegaze band. Like, he rips. Like, he plays guitar for a shoegaze band, but so happens that he wanted to play bass for our band. And we just took him in. We're like, hell yeah, bro, like, for sure. Took it in. He learned, like, the songs quick as fuck. I'm talking about, like, day one, day two. Like, day one of practice, he picked it up. And I was like, yo. So, like, immediately, like, that's how it kind of formulated. And that's how Sidearm began. We had another name before. That even the name was so hard for us to come across by, because we had a name before that. But, we like, it was just hard to, like, form the name, so.
You know, technical difficulties are no stranger to this show. Trust me, it's happened to me before, so it's all good.
My bad.
Sure. That's all good. We were talking about Sidearm. I felt like you're about to tell us the other name, because you had mentioned that there was a name before, but it seems like you kind of left us on a cliffhanger.
Funny enough. Oh, yeah, it was supposed to be? Yo. Oh man, I guess I'll win it. It was supposed to be Ambush.
Okay.
Funny enough. And yo, there's so many people, I did not know this band wise, that were named Ambush. And now, not even that. So, what made us really change the name to Sidearm was that a homie from Atlanta, I guess, is in a band called Ambush.
Okay.
Which is an hardcore band that's probably going on right now. And he liked one of my collateral posts and stuff. And then, like, I went to Gucci. I was like, guys, it's done, bro. We got to change that name immediately. Because originally it was Ambush. But, yeah, we changed it to Sidearm and shit like that. Because we wanted a name that kind of represents something, like, lethal in the sense of, like, you know. So we just we were like, yo, let's call it sidearm and shit like that. And we did some research. We made sure that we're not trying to, like, you know, fuck somebody's name and shit, because it's hard as fuck to have a name in hardcore, because so many fucking good ass names are taken. It's crazy. It's
insane. Yeah, no, I get it, right? Because my friends just dropped their demo, and their band name 100% has already been taken, because I have friends in Richmond that played in the band. Luckily, their band just broke up, so there were, you know, no overlap there. But I'm like, there's no way that this name hasn't been taken even before that. So it's just like, yeah, like, I get it. Like, that's like a real big hurdle, because you got to think, not just in hardcore, but with every genre of music, right? Names are being taken left and right. So it's like, yeah, you got to try to find something cool and original and try to establish yourself before somebody else does, right? With that same name.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, we came up with Sidearm, did a research, and then we're like, and it's funny because in the demo, the third song is just a mosh song, like a stomp song. Mm-hmm. And we yell out our name, our band's name. So mid practice, every time we practice, instead of sidebar, at the time when we were ambushed, we'd be like, ambush, and the song goes. And then, like, I was like, fuck, like, how are we gonna figure this shit out? Because we already got riffs for this third song. Mm-hmm. And it's just, all we gotta say is just the band's name. So we gotta make it short and simple. What name that sounds hard, that's not taken, and short, simple. We're like, all right, we're just gonna call it Sidearm and shit like that, you know. So that's how it came about. So and it worked out. Shit.
The song Sidearm is currently being featured on my monthly hardcore playlist, the Hardcore Caviar playlist. For anybody who's not familiar, go pull up the playlist on Spotify. Sidearm is there. Field of Flames is there. Warn from Wilkes-Barre is there. A lot of good bands.
Shout out, man. Thank you. Appreciate it, man. Like, a lot of people, it's a good ass song, because like the riff is so catchy, and it's like, you just wanted to stomp. You just wanted to stomp. So it's like, that was the perfect like balance to like the demo. Like, to have like a not too much lyric, but just have the song play out and have people just stomp and shit. It's like a stomp anthem that's what we're kind of envisioning. So I'm glad that people fuck with that song specifically. You know, I'm glad it's on your place too, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. And I'm curious, who did that artwork with the guy with the trench coat?
The homie Sam from Out of Pocket and Done Deal. Yo, that is the homie right there, yo. I wish I could have met him at the Out of Pocket show when we opened up for them, but he didn't play that. I guess somebody else filled in with him. But he was the one that originally, so he did two of ours. Our art before, we had an art with him before that got scrapped. And we're like, yo, we have to hit him up again to do this art for this demo and shit like that. So we hit up Sam from Out of Pocket, and he's a man. He does like a lot of artwork for a lot of bands. I wish I could pull up his app right now. But shout out Sam. It's out Sam from Out of Pocket, Done Deal. Shreds on guitar. Yeah, he's the one that hooked us up with the art.
Yeah, I think the art is sick, because just the guy's face, you know, looks mischievous, and then, you know, he's holding a trench coat, and he has all these, like, you know, he has like an Uzi AK-47 and looks like, yeah, you know, some sort of like snub-nosed pistol. I'm like, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's basically like the sidearms, but because the terminology sidearm, for those that don't know, I'm pretty sure people do know. I guess to reiterate, is like sidearm is just like the second hand, the trusty piece. You feel me? Like, if you go outside, you know, sometimes you gotta have that trusty piece on you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like something that's like, you know, it's just a piece that you have on you, like, you know, like a pistol or whatever. It's something that's like, you know, you won't leave your house without it. You know, you won't leave your house without something. So sidearm is kind of like, in a sense of just like, the ideal is like, is brotherhood, in the sense of like, that's something that we got on us. You know, we got brotherhood and shit like that. So that's basically the ideal of Sarah.
I like it. Yeah. Like I said, I'm a fan of the band. And, you know, start of the year, you weren't in any bands, right? And here we are in August, and you're in two bands with a lot of promise. Do you ever find it hard to find the balance between the two?
No, not really. The only thing is I guess the only hard, I won't even say hard, but it's just like shows. Because now, since both bands are kind of in a state of point right now that we're doing shows and shit like that, so I got to make sure I'm not infiltrating like a collateral show at a sidearm show. But since Toby, he's one of the, he books the shows down here. He's part of Equinox Booking, so he kind of knows how to like not put collateral with the sidearm. He's in collateral, so it makes more sense for us to not like get confused or whatnot.
Yeah, and would you be opposed to have to do double duty?
Fuck no. It's crazy because like double duty on vocals,
I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to. I would honestly love to, and even in the future, because I got some shit in the future too that I haven't really talked about, but I guess I'll talk about now. But I'm also in another band, a third band that I'm gonna be basically playing drums for, and it's more of a beatdown band. So that's gonna come out pretty soon.
And what's the name of this band?
Bloodsport.
Okay. All right. You see, and I was eventually going to ask you about that because obviously you have the bands in your bio, but Bloodsport was the one that I couldn't really find a whole lot on. So, okay. So that makes sense.
Yeah. It's more of like it's really beat down. It's like we're talking about like obscure type shit beat down, like YouTube core type of vibe. You know what I mean? Like very like gritty and shit like that. So people are going to expect that. They're going to fuck with that shit.
That's sick. I'm stoked to hear that you're staying busy with the music, but the band, the name, does it have anything to do with the movie or?
Originally, yeah, but also like it's a Mobb Deep, like
okay,
it's a Mobb Deep song, so you can tell like already, like it's like these guys, which we will. It's gonna be really heavy, and it's been with my homies once again, new faces again, some new people. So we're just trying to like.
Damn, where are you finding all these new people?
Yo, man, I'm just. Hey, man, like, yo, I want people to like get involved more. So it's like, I guess like I just try to like talk to people and be like, yo, man, I see you come to shows a lot, and you're cool, and you have a sense of understanding of like the type of shit I'm into. Why don't we just start some shit instead of just like not just join the shows, like we can be a part of this shit. And like I said, like it's the same scenario with like Sidearm, even the same scenario with Collateral, where it's like the same group of homies that I hang out with too, because I hang out with them a lot and shit too also, and we just kind of started to form that idea of making that band. So but I wanted to play drums for this band in particular, so that's why like it came to that point. Mm-hmm. Where, I didn't want it to just be like a vocal dude. I wanted to really put my all into the hardcore, and play drums. Shit, I'll even pick up fucking guitar and learn that shit if I have to. Goddamn it, like shit, I'll learn some riffs. I'll learn some riffs. You know what I mean? So when it comes to that point, I'm definitely gonna get myself more involved.
Yo, that's sick. I think it's cool that you're able to continue to find these new kids and help encourage them to start stuff, because that's like one thing I always tell everybody, and I always preach that the youth and bringing in new kids to the scene is one really important aspect, because it's cool for all of us, right, who are here, who are established, who know what's up. We are working hard to keep it going, but there's going to come a point in time where we're not going to be here anymore, right? We're going to be too old or whatever. So the best thing for us to do is to spend our time wisely while we're here, and try to help set up the future generation, right? Because it's not always going to be about us, right? We can enjoy our time in the spotlight, our prime, whatever, but I feel like the most important thing is when I have to step away from this for whatever reason, I want to know that my scene is going to be okay without me, right? That there's people who are dedicated just like me, or hopefully even more dedicated, that it's going to be okay in other people's hands.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Because especially throughout COVID and shit like that, like after that, yo, we kind of were taking L's a little bit here and there, like with, especially with venues and shit. Like venues were like, that was catered to hardcore, was literally going out of business and shit like that. And I was like, I think that was really what made me really want to push this shit too, to really just start some shit. Like there was a lot of like historical venues that we had that unfortunately went away, but you know, what kept us going, we just, you know, just making music and just trying to find ways and shit like that to keep it going. And I was like, damn, like, I don't want this shit to fizzle out. So I definitely wanted to be that person to set foot and actually, like, not necessarily make a change, but, like, to give, like, the scene of a push more in a sense. Because, like, we definitely, we got it. So it's, like, to make new bands and, like, to keep pushing other people to make new bands too. It's fun as fuck, and like I support like all the homies right now that are like that are in the scene right now that are making bands, and like even just going to shows and shit like that, that's even enough too, because it's like it's really tough out here, man, trying to like keep your local scene from like not going under. And I'm pretty sure for a lot of places it's kind of like that, maybe not, but it's like generationally it's like a lot of people, you know, the way to keep the scene like intact is dead ass. You just gotta like support in every aspect that you can, whether if you don't, you know, get involved like in a band, or if you go to shows, or you know, you're like I said, like if you're just supporting in any type of way, shit, man, you're doing something. So but I just wanted to make some fresh, and you know, because there's a lot of dudes out here in South Florida. They're in a lot of bands. They're like, there's people in 4 or 5 bands. Like Mikey, who owns Fortress, is dead ass in fucking Envision and shit. Mm-hmm. And he's in like Moment of Truth. And it's like, yo, and it, even Toby, he's in Be All End All. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like in an Ephemeral. So it's like, yo, I gotta give these guys a break. Yeah, I gotta. Shit, man, these guys are about to like lose their hairs, man. Like. Just going into like so many bands, you know. So I'm like, let me step in and like try to bring some new to the table. And I'm glad it worked out for the better in that aspect.
100%. No, I look at what you're doing, and obviously I know that you're in these bands. But to hear you speak about it, I feel like I respect you even more for you to have that drive and want to you know go out of your way to put in the work to, you know, to help, you know, keep the scene going. Because I feel like you know, for me being out here in California and just being a fan, I'm like, okay, like I can see what he's doing, this shit is cool, but I hope that, you know, people in your area can see what you and your friends are doing, and I hope it becomes contagious, because I want people to realize like, hey, he just met these people, they had an idea, and they just put in the work and made it happen. Like, we can do it too. So I hope that, you know, that's what is a byproduct of what you guys are doing. Cause like I said, I'm paying attention, but I hope like locally that there's other kids who are getting inspired by what all of you and your friends are doing.
Facts. And honestly, like, it's dope to see, cause a lot of people will come up to me in shows and shit, like, especially now, and they'll tell me, like, they'll be like, damn, bro, you're so sick. Like, I'm trying to start some shit. You know, you guys are like, you know, inspiring me to do this shit. I'm like, damn, bro, we literally just started. It's not like, I feel like when people come up to you, I don't know, it's me, but I feel like when people come up to you to tell you that, for me, it's like, you know, I give like, because when I come up to people and shit like that, and I tell people, like, yo, you inspire me, I'm like witnessing them, like for example, like Ian Dolan, Day by Day, and Dalton, 3DD, like those dudes, I look up to those dudes and shit like that. Witnessing those guys and shit, I'm like, damn. And even like performing alongside with those dudes now, just chopping it up with them, I look up to them. I'm like, holy shit! Like these guys have been putting in work for a minute, and like I'm like, damn. So for people to come up to me and tell me this, it's like, damn. It's like, I'm just a normal dude. I just started, man. I just started this shit. It's not like I'm just trying. Feel me? So it's like, shit. You know, you could do it too, type shit. It's like, it's, you know, and we're, like I said, if it's a new band and shit like that, I'm gonna support it. because, you know, it is what we need. We always, like you said, it's good to keep the fire going. So I'm a supporter and I'm a backer too. The same way they back me is the same way I back, you know, them. So I appreciate it. I appreciate, like, them, like, coming up to me and be like, yo, six set, even just six set. I appreciate it.
100%. I want to touch on something you mentioned. Equinox booking, which I, you know, obviously because I follow you and I follow you know, people from Florida, I you know, see what they're doing, and to see that they're bringing a fest in late October, I'm like, oh shit, like they're gonna, you know, have, like, you know, because it's cool to have like the big fest FYA, but now you're gonna have something else in the fall. And when I'm looking at, that lineup, I'm just like, holy shit, like this lineup is so sick. And for them to be able to bring it at a, you know, I've been in Florida, you know, that time of year, it's still kind of hot, not the coldest weather, but I'm just curious, like, you know, what are your thoughts and like, how are you feeling about, you know, something like that happening?
Shit, man, honestly, dude, it's amazing that we're even doing some shit like this, because I never would have thought to have a fest, like a hardcore fest, that would be really close to my area. Like I said, as a South Floridian, like, the only way you would go to a hardcore fest would be FYA. Like, legitimately be FYA. I mean, unless if you go to Warped Tour and you know, there's not really that many hardcore bands out there, but mainly, like, the only way if you really want to go to a traditional hardcore fest is FYA. And Toby and Jeff, they started the fest last year. They started the fest last year, and I guess the turnoff from that was insane. I mean, Shadow Realm, like, yo, Shadow Realm as a first fest, that's insane, man. Like to pull that out and just have all those other bands like come through and shit like that. I was like, damn, this was a 1 day fest. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a 1 day fest. I was like, shit. So I guess after that, when the success turned out, now we got a 2 day fest. Shout out to, like, once again, Toby and Jeff for Equinox Bookings for even pulling this fucking fire ass list out, man. Like, damn. Like, Wise from LA, you know, 3D Deep, Symbiote, like, oh, just, you know, Grand Scheme, like, all these dudes, man, that's on the bill, man. I'm hyped. I'm hyped as hell to perform with them and shit.
Yeah, I love Grand Scheme. That's like one man that I'm like dying to see.
I love them. They're sick, man. Shout out Dane. It was fun even touring with them in the Weekender, man. Like, it was such a good time. Shit, definitely we're gonna do it again too pretty soon. We're gonna make
that shit happen. Yeah, and shout out Wise. I love that band. Everybody in that band is awesome, and it's cool. It's cool to see them just out there still doing it, because I, you know, think everybody in that band is awesome. The music is so sick, and for so long, I was like, dude, you guys are so talented. Why aren't you guys doing shit? Put out the record. And then record comes out, and it's just like, yeah, it's just like anytime Wise is doing anything, I'm just so happy for them. And like genuinely, like, everybody in that band has always been so kind to me. Yeah, so on top of just like, you know, being friends with some of them and you know, loving the music, it's just like, yeah, I'm just so supportive of that band.
Yeah, man. Shout out Don's, and shout out Braxton too, man.
Yeah.
Good people.
100%, yeah.
Shout out the whole band.
Man. Yeah. Yeah, Don on drums is insane.
Oh, yo, it's so funny because, like, so before We always chopped it up, even before collab and shit like that. So before, like, I didn't, like, seen that many videos of him, like, play on drums that crazy. But I saw one video that struck me. It was like a midnight hour video. It was one. And it was the drum cam. It was a drum cam of a Y show. And I was like, this man is a total different person on drums. He's like, yo, I'm like, yo, this man is going ham. And then afterwards, he's just like the cool, chill, funny guy. I'm like, yo, it's like, it's crazy to see him play drum. He is a goddamn fucking machine. He's the T fucking 1000.
100%. Shout out Madhouse. Go listen to Madhouse. Yeah.
Fucking Madhouse, man. You're
for sure.
Fuck yeah.
That's cool. Well, I'm stoked that Equinox is, you know, a thing, because, like, trust me, I know what it's like to book shows. So for people to be able to do that consistently, I, you know, tip my hat to them, because it's you know, some points, you know, it's rewarding, it's fun, but then there's so much stress that people do not realize, who don't you know anything about booking shows, or who haven't been through that fire. It's insane, because, you know, like for me, it's like I try to be so organized. I'm like, all right, everything's you know all the boxes are checked, everything's in order, like the show will be fine, and then somehow somebody didn't bring the PA, or somehow like everybody is being responsible but we're 30 minutes behind. How the fuck did that happen? You know, bands cancel last minute and you're like, shit, I gotta find a replacement, a suitable replacement. But it's just like, yeah, right. It's insane. So anytime,
yeah, that's heck, yeah. I give my props up to any dudes that book shows out here. Also swinging another one, bookings, John McHale. Like, he's another one in software historically that booked so many shows, like from Agnostic Front to like all these dudes, getting them down there. So it's like, yeah, I can tell, even in, like, to go back to Equinox Bookings, to even like formulate a fest. And then not only that, to formulate another fest, but now have 2 days in it, yo, mad props to, you know, just mad props to them. Really. It's crazy, man. I definitely in the future would love to like book shows and shit. So I just need to figure out how to get into that. But I definitely want to be able to do that for my city too.
Yeah, well, I feel like with the drive that you have with just wanting to start music, I feel like, you know, if you want to do it, I'm sure you'll be able to figure it out.
Yeah, I'll try to get some like tidbits from, like, you know, Toby and you know, Jeff and even John McHale to, you know, help me out, you know, give a young brother some knowledge, you know. But I definitely want to book some shows with people for sure. It's gonna happen.
Okay, and then just last thing, obviously I follow you on Instagram, and I, you know, look at your profile, and it seems like you're you know, really into your culture. I saw you did a post of Tommy Hearns, which is cool. I'm a fan of boxing. I feel like I'm more of a casual fan of boxing versus, like, you know, like when it comes to MMA, I'm like, you know, a nerd. I could talk about MMA all day, but I'm just curious, like, what does Tommy Hearns mean to you?
Tommy Hearns, man, he's a legend. He's like, to me, honestly, I stay watching his boxing clips. I'm not profound in boxing myself. Like, I don't go to the boxing gym or anything, but I love to watch it, man. Like, he's historically a GOAT, man. They call him the Hitman for a reason. So I fuck with him, you know. I mean, the typical dudes too, Mike Tyson, you know, Muhammad Ali, those dudes are badass. And I can even range from, like, Manny Pacquiao. All these dudes are sick, and I just love it. So their drive is kind of what makes me, like, kind of helps me out with the hardcore shit too, because it's like, their drive is insane, man. They put in mad work in the gym. Like, I'm talking about endless nights trying to, like, figure out statistics of how to, like, beat their opponent. Like, and it's not like just bob and weave, but your stamina gets involved and all this shit too. So it's like, I started making art and got a Xerox machine. I kind of been fucking around with that. And I kind of wanted to, like, just do art for people that kind of motivate me to, like, keep pushing myself in order to, like, you know, stay with the shits, you know, with the hardcore shit, and just, you know, just in general, like, just on, like, a day-to-day life thing, just, I look at those, like, at the photos that I do, and I'm just like, damn, I'm like, people are, like, I look up to you.
Okay. Well, that is amazing. That's really awesome to hear. I'm a fan of what you do, Sid. You know, the music is awesome. I love your passion for hardcore. It makes me want to do more, right? Like, I go to shows, I do this podcast, and now I'm just like, what else can I do to give back? Don't want to do a band.
The possibilities are endless, bro. Feel like the possibilities are endless for you, man. Like, yo, you're tapped in. I feel like, yo, wait, so you don't gotta ban yourself?
No, because I've done bands in the past. And now that I'm older, way more selfish with my time, it's like, I don't want to do a band if it's not with, like, my actual friends, you know? Right. Because it's just like, I don't want to go and, like, I want to have fun, I don't want it to be like work. So work, it's just, right. Yeah. So it's like when my friends, by some, you know, weird thing, if my friends ever reach out and be like, hey, like we want to do something, like, all right, cool. Like, let's do it. Cause I've been approached before to like, hey, like you want to do this band we're starting? And I'm just like, no, yeah. I don't want to do this band because I'm
like, I don't know.
Well, no, I always try to be honest, right? I always try to be honest. I feel like that's like the best route. Like, you know, sometimes people don't want to hear the truth, but it's just like, no, it's just like, I like respectfully, I hope you find what you're looking for, but it's not me. Like I said, I'm way more selfish with my time these days than when I was younger. That's how I ended up in those other bands that just were pretty terrible. But yeah, no bands currently.
I bet it's not, man. You're gatekeeping the bands right now.
Oh, man. And, you know, I used to have my old band's demo, but it was on my old like iPhone, and then I lost it. And then obviously, like, this was before like Spotify and Apple Music was a thing, so we were never on that. So if anybody, I don't know, I'm sure somebody has the demo. My old band, Final Phase, whatever. I did vocals. You can go look it up. I was in a pop punk band. I played keyboards. The name of that band was Call Me Back. It was the funniest band name. Like I played keyboards. There's this dude that I'm friends with. He was on vocals. Like, we had one EP. He wrote it all about this girl named Kelsey from Yuma, Arizona, and it was the funniest. It was probably my most favorite thing, because being the front person of a band, way too much work. I loved just being on the side with my keyboard and zero attention on me, and just you know, getting to play an instrument. That was fun. No bands currently.
Oh, that's not good, man. Hey, man. You're holding it down for the podcast gangs out here, man. You do it. You're holding it down, man. You're holding your fort. You're doing your thing.
I'm trying. You know, I just started new stuff and haven't really promoted it, but like I just put out an in-person interview with the singer of More to Pride. I got like, you know, three that I've already filmed. So that's like my new bag, right? Like, doing it over Zoom is cool, but now it's like, okay, I got this new equipment. Now I'm trying to, you know, track people down. Like, hey, like, let's get face to face. Let's get more personal.
Oh, Philly facts. Hey, man, that's a good look for sure. You know, shit, hopefully we can do an in-person interview too once, you know, like,
dude,
the ball continues to roll and shit like that too, man.
FYA. Let's see where... Hey. Let's see where, because I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna bring my stuff. Yeah. So
I'm definitely gonna be there. So you feel me? So it's like it's time. We gotta get active. You feel me? Hey, I can't wait. I can't wait to see you there, man. Hey, I gotta see you in the pit. Are you a pit guy?
Yo, not. I'm way more selective these days because I'm older. But okay. I know there's certain bands that are gonna be there that I will. You will see me moshing.
Yeah, I'm a pit guy personally. A lot of people will know, and to those who are probably gonna listen to the podcast too and stuff, they're definitely gonna know. I am a pit guy. Like, I do be moshing from like beginning to end type shit. I got stamina. I mean, last FYA, I was surprisingly, I was doing pretty good shit for the 2 days. Like, I was moshing day in and day out. So yeah, I'm a pit dude for sure. You're definitely gonna see me in there. That's for sure.
All right. Well, Sid, I appreciate your time, but before we go, is there anything else you would like to say?
Oh, well, thank you for having me, man. And I definitely, like I said, I want to shout out just like, you know, Fortress Records, Between the Lines Zines, Scheme Records, God damn it, fucking, there's so many record labels right now. From Within Records, too. Like, every South Florida record label that's, you know, existed or, you know, still exists to this day. Even like record labels out in general, like, shout out you guys. Shit, my phone's fucking gone. shout out to shit, yeah, it's like, you know, Collateral, man. I appreciate, you know, them for even introducing me to, like, you know, people in the band too, like Toby and Mikey and all the people. Sidearm, plus we're coming soon. And yeah, man. Shout out you, man. Shout out you for having me out here too, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Shout out to all my homies.
All right. Well, thank you again. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, and we'll be back soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Oh, and also shout out Bert for recording and mastering. This man is a monster. I'm telling you. He's like in like multiple bands like Magnitude and shit. And still he's doing it. So shout out Bert for recording like all my demos and stuff.
100%. Bert is amazing. All right. Hell yeah. Thank you, everybody. See you soon.